Welcome back to our special Think Tank edition of Breast Cancer Update. The final adjuvant endocrine issue addressed by the group was the use of this treatment strategy in premenopausal women. Dr. Weiner began the discussion.
In premenopausal women, 5 years of tamoxifen is associated with a substantial reduction in the risk of recurrence or death, and it's worth pointing out that there's no heterogeneity in the effect based on age or based on the administration of chemotherapy or not. At the same time, we have data from the overview that ovarian ablation, at least without chemotherapy, is an effective strategy. And I think we all presume that the reason that this is effective without chemotherapy and not with chemotherapy is because chemotherapy so frequently results in either temporary or permanent ovarian suppression. So the questions that are not resolved are, does ovarian suppression add to tamoxifen in the treatment of hormone receptor positive disease? And for that matter, does ovarian suppression add to chemotherapy plus tamoxifen in this group of women? Unfortunately, we don't have the answer to the TAM plus OS versus TAM question. As many of you may remember, there was an intergroup study that was started somewhere around 1990 when most of the oncology community was tantalized by questions about high-dose chemotherapy. No one could quite be bothered to enroll patients in the trial of OS plus tamoxifen versus tamoxifen. The only data we really have are from the metastatic setting that suggest that the combination of ovarian suppression plus tamoxifen is better than tamoxifen. And to address the issue with chemotherapy, probably the best study is the study from ECOG that Nancy Davidson ran that compared chemotherapy versus chemotherapy plus Zoladex versus chemotherapy plus Zoladex and tamoxifen. And in terms of disease-free survival for the overall group, while there was a trend for improvement with the combination hormonal arm in addition to CAF, it did not reach statistical significance for either disease-free or for overall survival. For women over the age of 40, there was no significant difference. And for women under the age of 40, in this subset, there was a statistically significant improvement in terms of disease-free survival, which would be consistent with the view that if chemotherapy does not result in ovarian suppression or ovarian dysfunction, that ovarian suppression adds. So in terms of the available data we have for premenopausal women, tamoxifen is clearly beneficial with or without chemotherapy. Ovarian suppression is beneficial without chemotherapy, although the benefits in addition to chemotherapy remain uncertain. Tamoxifen plus ovarian suppression may be better than either alone, though definitive proof is lacking in the adjuvant setting. That said, there is indirect evidence from the metastatic setting. And in addition to that, there's indirect evidence in that we know that tamoxifen adds to chemotherapy and that chemotherapy frequently results in ovarian suppression and that, in fact, probably much of the benefit of chemotherapy in premenopausal ER-positive patients is through an endocrine mechanism.